Okay, we're starting with the Mishnah on the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet. The Mishnah says, Horu Beit Din Vasu Kol HaKal O Ruban Al Piyem. So Beit Din gave a Psak Al Ochel based on the requirements definition of what is it's called a Hora Beit Din over here. Vasu Kol HaKal O Ruban Al Piyem, and the entire Kahal or Rove of the Kahal followed their Psak Al Ochel, and based on that Psak Al Ochel violated the Avira. Mevin Pa'ar. So that's the classic case of par helam davar tzibur, that they bring a par. Uvadot kochavim, so now we're introducing the other aspect of par helam davar shabat tzibur, which is actually a parsha that's found in Shlach Lecha, somewhat of an ambiguous parsha. Chazal tell us that that parsha is speaking about a case of par helam davar tzibur, except for avodat kochavim. So in that case of avodat kochavim, you actually bring a par for an ola in a seir l'chatat. So that's what the Gemara says here. Uvadat kochavim. The Psak Halacha relates to avodat kochavim. Mevin par visa'ir. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir's position is that Beit Din themselves bring the korban, paralam davar shel tzibur, or the par and sa'ir of avodat kochavim is brought by Beit Din themselves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yudbet shvatim, mevin yudbet parim. That in a normal case of paralam davar shel tzibur, then the 12 shvatim bring 12 parim. I mean, each shevet brings its own par. Uvarot chuchavim mevi'in yud bet parim u'shnei masar siim. And when it comes to avodah zarah, that the mistaken psak is an avodah zarah, then each shevet brings a par le'ola and a se'ir le'chatat, which means that you have 12 parim and 12 se'irim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon is a synthesis of these two opinions, yud gimel parim, 13 parim. Each shevet brings a par, plus the Beit Din brings a par themselves. Uvadat kochavim shlosha shasar parim biyugimol or shlosha shasar siim rim. So you have to bring 13 parim of the olot, 12 that relate to each shevet plus one for Beit Din, and then 13 chataot, 12 one for each shevet plus the Beit Din. Par seir lechol shevet, v'shevet par seir the Beit Din. So those are the three opinions that we have on our Mishnah. We have Rabbi Meir, who thinks that it's responsibility of Beit Din to bring the Korban. We have Rabbi Yehuda, who believes that it's the responsibility of the Shvatim to bring the Korban. And Rabbi Shimon, who thinks it's the responsibility of both of them. Now, Horu Beit Din, Vasu Zayin Shvatim, O Ruban Alpihen. So they have a Psak Alocha Beit Din, and seven Shvatim followed them. Now, the O Ruban, Rashi claims is Oruban, or is Orubau shel kol shevet v'shevet, the Shiva Shvatim. That's the row of each shevet within the Shvatim.
So when it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Orubedin v'sukol akad Oruban.
Right, Ruban there's of Kol Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. So here it's Asur Zayin Shvatim, Seven Shvatim, Oruban. The row here is referencing back to the Zayin Shvatim. So that's one possibility here. The other possibility is that we're talking about a rove amongst all the Shvatim, not just the Zayin Shvatim, be Rove Yisrael without the seven Shvatim. That's the other way to learn this. Rashi learns that Ruban means the rove of Zayin Shvatim. There are others that learn that rove means rove of Klal Yisrael without having Zayin Shvatim. Mevi'in par, uvoda chavim, mevi'in par v'seir, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, again, of the opinion that it's Beit Din who brings it. Therefore, in such a situation, they would bring one par, if it's par alam davar shel tzibur, and avodah kochavim, you bring a par of the ola, seir lechatat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zayin shvatim shechatu, mevi'in zayin parim. That if zayin shvatim are the problem here, then they bring zayin parim, vishar shvatim shlo chatu, mevi'in ayideim par. That even though they were not included, the other five shvatim are not problematic, they did not sin, they still nevertheless are dragged along with the other seven shvatim, they each must bring a par. Because even those that did not sin are still obligated by the ones that did sin. Rishimon Omer, chet parim. Rishimon says eight. Without chavim, chet parim, chet zirim. So Rishimon again to his opinion that it's both the shvatim and the Beit Din that brings it. So the synthesis or combination of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he'll bring eight parim by paralam davar shel tzibur, and he'll bring eight parim leola and eight zirim lechatat when it comes to avodah zarah. Par v'seir lechol shevet v'shevet v'par seir leBeit Din. Now, horu Beit Din shel achad min ha-shvatim. So this is not Beit Din agadol, but rather Beit Din of one of these shvatim. Vasa oto shevet al pihen. And that shevet followed the psak of its own Beit Din. Oto shevet hu chayav, V'shar kol shvatim turim. That shevet is chayav, but the rest of the shvatim have no obligation here. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chamim omrim in chayavim elo horayot. It should be right horayat. I don't know why it's a horayot, but it should be horayat beit din agadol bilvad. Chamim say that only beit din agadol can be a create the obligation to bring a paralam davish obetzibar, because they are the ultimate psak, they are where the buck stops, and they're the only ones who can generate a paralam davish obetzibar. Genemar, im kol adat Yisrael ishku, lo adat oto shevet. It's kol adat Yisrael. Who is the place, who is the body that represents kol adat Yisrael? That's the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin Agdola. That's not the Sanhedrin Agodol of each shevet. That's just not the case. Right now the Gemara is going to go through these cases as well as determine what's how do we get to the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, what's the source for their opinions. So Tana Banan, Yad'u Shehoru, Vita'u Ma Shehoru. So they know that they made a mistake in Psak, but they just don't know what the mistake was. Meaning, they gave a Psak about Chelev, and they, or Dam, and they're just, they know that they, whatever it was, they made a mistake. And now they're retracting it, but they don't know what they're retracting. They don't know if they're retracting Chelev or Dam, because they just don't remember the Psak over here. Alright, it's I think more of a theoretical case here to test how far this goes, or whether it covers items that are not necessarily clear when you have a knowledge of what happened here. So Yadusha Ru, Vatau Mashu, Yochoye Chayavin, Tamalomar, Noda'a Chatat, Veloshir Yod'u Achot'im Asher Chatu. So now, da chatat means that we need to know what the sin is, but not to know that they have sinners. So the problem here is that we have beitin horu that chilev was mutar, but beitul mixat, and kiyum mixat, and the cow went and did it on, based on the psak beitin, and they ate pishogig and they ate chilev vidam. So one of them is a shigigat maseh, which is their own shigigat maseh, and one of them is based on the horah. Now Beit Din retracts whatever their psak they gave, except they just don't know if they gave psak on the chelev, and they don't know if they gave psak on the dam. So now we would think they'd be chayav for paralam davar tzibur. The answer is no, because the pasuk says that we have to know da'ah chatat. We need to know what the sin is. We need to know which avera is it that they gave psak about that generated the problem, and not know that we have sinners. Why do we have sinners? Because the people all ate chelev and dam. So we know for sure they followed the Psak of Beit Din, and we know that they're in violation, both on their own, but as well as on the Psak Beit Din, whichever one of them was the Psak. We don't know if it was about the Dam or the Chelev. Whichever one of those two, one of them at least followed Beit Din. So that's not good enough, because we need no Noda Chatat, which we don't have here. We don't know which Chet it was. We just know that they are sinners for sure. Okay, Chatu Shnei Shvatim, maybe in Shnei Parim. Two shvatim sin, they bring two parim. Chatu shlosha, maybe in shlosha. Rashi says it's the same for one shevet as well. Oh, in Omer, elo chatu shnei yechidim, maybe in shnei parim. Two individuals sin, then they bring two. Chatu gimel, maybe in gimel. Then each individual is an independent entity, and they have to bring their own korbanot. But when it comes to the ka'al, then you know each shevet doesn't become a separate entity. They all bring a joint korban. Tamalomar hakahal. Hakal chayav, v'chol kal kal v'chayav. Keitzad. Chatu shnei shvatim, maybe in shnei parim. If there's a two shvatim sin, they bring two. Chatu zayin, mevin zayin. If there's seven sin, they sin. Vishar shvatim shlo chatu mevin ayideyem. They also bring par. Each one brings their own par. Sheiv v'ilu sheilu chatu mevin ayideyachotim. That even those that didn't sin are dragged along. So that would mean akal chayav. Each shevet that sins brings their own korban. Chol chayav. And each shevet is also chayav, even if they didn't sin. Mean that all the shvatim will be chayav as long as one shevet is brought in over here. Akach ne'emar kahal, the chayev kol kal v'kal. That's why it says the word kahal to teach us that each one is chayav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that each shevet is chayav plus the shvatim drag along the other shvatim with them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, zayin shvatim shechatu, mevin zayin parim, umedin mevin al yedehem par. When it comes to the seven that sinned, those seven bring, and Beit Din as well brings. Shnemar the mata kahal, v'nemar the malo kahal. It says kahal in the parsha twice. In the case, one case, it's clear that the kahal is talking about Beit Din. In the other case, it's not clear. More the malo Beit Din ima kahal. We're going to see in a minute that he has extraneous letters, words to give us that it's both Beit Din and the kahal. Avakal more the mata. When it comes to the bringing of the korban, that's also Beit Din ina kahal. Rabbi Meir Omer, Zayin Shvatim Shechatu, comes to seven Shvatim that sin, Beitim Mevin Ayudem Par. V'hein Pturim, Nemer Kalamata, V'nemer Kalamala. Ma Kalamur Lamala Beitin Velo Tzibur. Av Kalamur Lamata, when it comes to the bringing of the Korban, Beitin Velo Tzibur. We have a fourth opinion, which we did not have in our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishmo de Rabbi Meir. The Gersa we have here is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Rabbeinu Chananel's Gersa is actually Rabbi Elazar bi Rabbi Shimon, that says Mishmo de Rabbi Meir, that Chatu Shisha Shvatim, if six Shvatim sin, Beim Rubu Shokan, they're the rove of the populace. Oh, Zion, or if you have Zion Shvatim, which is the rove of the Shvatim, but they're not the rove of the populace. Mevi and Par, they bring one par. Now, this is in Shita Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, you only bring a par that's brought by the Beit Din. So all Rabbi Shimon Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Meir is the rove that we're talking about here is not a rove muhlat. It's not a rove that is a rove of the Shvatim and a rove of the populace in order to be mechayev the Beit Din to bring the par. It's either or. If you have a rove of the Shvatim or you have a rove of the populace, then there is a par brought ayudei Beit Din. So Amar, Menuda'a achatat, v'loi shiyudu achutim. So now that was the beginning of this braita, which is that you have to know which sin that they're reversing their opinion on and what they violated, versus just know that the people did sin. So Mantano, who's the author of this position? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Ite Marava, Dolok Rabbi Eliezer. This is not like Rabbi Eliezer, it's not. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Manavshach, Im Chelev Achal Chayav, Notar Achal Chayav. So this has to do with a sugya in Kritut. In the sugya in Kritut, we have a case where a person, an individual, ate, and he violated one of the sins, that is, a chiyuv karit b'mezid, and a chiyuv chatat b'shogeg. We're just not sure what he did. We know that he violated it. We're not sure. He ate notar, or he ate chelev. He ate chelev or he ate dam. We're just not sure which of those he ate, but we know for certain that he ate it. Can you bring a chatat in that case? So Rabbi Elazar says, Manavshach, im chelev achal chayav, notar achal chayav. It's irrespective of what he did over here, he's chayav a chatat. So mimonavshach, let him bring a chatat and protect himself or take care of the situation. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua, who says over there, you're patur, you have to know specifically what you're bringing the chatat. It says, v'nonda lav chatato. He has to know what chait he's bringing the korban for. Over here, he doesn't know which chait he's bringing the korban for, so he can't bring, he's patur. So over here, we see what? You have a case of noda chatat, v'lo yudu achotim. Our case over here, and our case of Param Dam Shivu, it's the exact same thing. The people were totally on Beis Din in one of the two aspects, either by Chelev or Dam, and therefore the Beit Din should have to bring a Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur or the Shvatim, depending on whose opinion. But they did sin and they were totally on Beit Din, so for sure they should have to bring it. What does our Gemara say? No. It's no da chatat, v'lo sheyadu al chotim. It's the exact same case as we have in by chatat in karet. So it would seem that Rabbi Elazar cannot be the author of our Mishnah, because Rabbi Elazar says, bring it mimon of shach. And our Mishnah says, no. This brayta says, no. You have to know the chait in order to bring it. So Rashi Amar, filu teimer Rabbi Eliezer, shani hocho dichtiv. The pasuk over here says, asher chatu alea. That the chait and not the chotim. So hatam nami. Wait, also there, by the chatat itself, by the chatat ayachid, it says, asher chatat ba. You need to know which one, what's the sin. So when it says, ha'u ba'ilei pratla mitasik. Ha'u asher chatat ba comes to exclude the case of mitasik. Rashi over here brings down what mitasik is. He says, pratla mitasik v'shabbat. And this is Rashi, l'shitato, which is going, shemitgavin agbiyat atalush. He intended to pick up something that was detached. V'chatacheta michubar. And then he cut something that was michubar, the patur. Aval mitasek v'chalavim v'ariot chayav. Mitasek v'chalavim v'ariot because sheken nene. You can't get out. There is no such concept of mitasek when it comes to chalavim and ariot because you get benefit. You either ate it, right, or you had bia, and one of those two things gave you benefit, and you can't claim mitasek. A question of why that is, you can't claim mitasek, whether that assigns you kavanah, or whether it's just, we can't let you go without anything because of the hana. But that is not included under the exclusion of mitasek. Whereas it comes to Shabbos, it is excluded from mitasek. And Rashi gives example of kagon shenitgavin like biyat atalush v'chatachet mechubar. We saw before the machloket between Rashi and Tosafot about what prat mitasek is. Whether mitasek is that he's metasek b'mechubar. He intended to pick it up, and then he was chotechet, or he intended to be chotechet atalush, and he was chotechet and mechubar. And those are the two possibilities about what he was intending to do. Whether he was intending just to work with the mechubar and ended up cutting the mechubar, or was he intending to pick up talush, cut the talush, and then he was mechatechet and mechubar. Okay, my time the Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara moves on. Okay, that was the first piece of the braita. We thought maybe Rabbi Elazar cannot be the author of it. And the Gemara says even Rabbi Elazar could be the author of that first piece. So we don't know if it's Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yeshua. But that first piece could fit into both of them. Now, we had, after that, Rabbi Yehuda's position. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Kasavar arba'a kahalei k'tivei. It says four times the word kahal in the parsha. And truthfully, it only says the word kahal twice in the parsha. But it says ha-kahal. Hey ha-yediyah. And so therefore, since it says hey, there he includes it as being not only two kahals, but ha-kahal, and it's in an extra kahal because it was extraneous. K'tivei. Kahal, ha-kahal, kahal, ha-kahal. So in each of these cases, there actually happens to be a fifth kahal that's written there, which is chatata kahal. The chatata kahal, which Rashi says he doesn't include, that's not about the hora, the instruction given by Beit Din, or the akrava, telling the chatat of the kahal. It's just telling you which chatat we're talking about over here, but it's not telling you anything about the sin or the bringing of the korban. So you have the two that come before that, which is in a hakahal and vihikrivu hakahal. Those are the two that we're speaking about here. So therefore, he has four times the word kahal. Chad v'chayev akol kahal v'kahal. One comes to teach us that every shevet is chayav. V'chad lohora tzluya bebeitin umasa tzluya bekahal. One of them comes to teach you that the beitin has to give the psak, and the kahal, the tzibur, must act upon the psak of beitin. V'chad v'greira. One of the Kahal comes to teach you that when you have seven of the Shvatim that are Chayav, that the other five bring it, they're Gorer, they drag them along. And the last one is to teach you that a Shevet that works on its own Beit Din also brings a Par, his Chayav. So those are those four HaKahals teach you the four Dinim that Rabbi Yehuda has. The Din that it's brought by each Shevet. The Din that when seven Shvatim go, the others are dragged along. The Din that when it's a shev in its own beit din, that you are chayav. And the last one, which is that it has to do with a psak beit din, with a violation of yidei hakahal, the tzibur. V'Rabbi Shimon, talata kahal ektivei. He says that there are only three times the word hakahal is written. So obviously, when he says, v'nei hakahal, he does not darshan it. He can't darshan one of the hakahals over here. Right, because dart the halushimushu. You need one of the kahals for the pasuk itself. Arta the uche dekra to mishtay ochi. Hakahal kahal hakahal. Meinei hakahal uche dekra hu the kamra inche. Like people say, meinei deplanya from the eyes of so and so. So meinei hakahal is an expression. That's the way you would have to say it. You can't say meinei kahal. You say meinei hakahal. So over there, the hay was necessary. Since hay was necessary in that case, because of the language that was used. Therefore, you only have three kahals. You have the kahal there, without the ha-kahal. And then in the other case, if you krivu ha-kahal, there you have kahal and ha-kahal. Now, chad chayev kol kahal v'kahal. One comes to teach you that every shevet is chayav. V'trei achrina, the other two, are to teach you gzeira shavu. Nemar lamata kahal. Right, I don't know if it's exactly gzeira shavu or a mare mokom on it. Gilui milta on the kahal. But nemar lamata kahal, but nemar lamala kahal. It says below, by krivu ha-kahal. It says above, v'nelam advar meinei hakahal, al alan beitin im hakahal. Just like in one instance, it's beitin with the kahal. Afkan beitin im hakahal. So to over here, it's the beitin with the kahal. So when it says, v'nelam meinei hakahal, when it's that, it's talking about beitin gives the psak, the kahal sins. So beitin and the kahal are involved. And the word kahal refers both to beitin and to the kahal. Below, when it says v'ikrivu ha-kahal, that v'ikrivu ha-kahal would be referencing the kahal that we mentioned above. The kahal we mentioned above was both Beit Din and the Am. So too, v'ikrivu ha-kahal means Beit Din and the Am have to bring a korban. Rabbi Meir, ha-kahal ha-kahal lo dorish. He doesn't think that the hay is extra, therefore he only has trei kahal ektive. Mibayile the nemar lamata kahal, just like below it says kahal, v'nemar la malo ha-kahal. Malahalim Beit Din v'lo tzibur. Just like over there, when we're talking about the psak, we're talking about Beit Din. Also, Avkan, Beit Din v'lo tzibur. Also, by the akrava, it's the Beit Din and not the kahal. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, my time on. What's his reasoning? Says Kitiv Vaya im Meine Aida. So it says Meine Aida. Alma Miuta. Over there it sounds like even a minority who sins will be chayav, because it says Dikhtiv Meine from the eyes. Well, Meine Aida sounds the whole Aida. Meine Aida means a portion of the Aida. Uchtiv, and it also says Chala Am Bishgaga. Sounds like you need the whole Am in order to be chayav. Lemra the ruba in miutalo, because ruba is kukulo, so therefore a ruv will be your chayav. So which is it? Are you chayav for a miut or you chayav for a rov? Haketzad. So I'll give you a case where you have a rov and a miut. Vav asu vav shvatim beim rubo shalgal, and they're a rov of the populace, or zayin shvatim, which are the rov shvatim, af pin shein rubo shalgal chayavim. So that's Rabbi Shimon Elazar's opinion. So now we had a braita. It was very similar to our Mishnah. The Gemara went ahead and dissected the braita to give the reasoning behind each of their opinions. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question about these opinions. All right. So now Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. We know in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, he tells us that the fact that Beit Din has to give the psak and the kahal has to sin, he learns that out of one of the extra words of kahal. But Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir don't have that extra word of kahal. So where do they know that principle that the horat tluya bebeit din umasa tluya bekahal menoluhu? Where do they have that limud from? So Marbayim Amar Kra Vaya im meinei haida nasta lishkaga. We learn out of the pasuk of Vaya im meinei haida. Who are the enayim of the eida? That is the beit din nasta lishkaga. That there was an action that was taken lishkaga. Rava Amar, because it says Michola Am Bishkaga, that the Am was the ones who were Shogigim. So now let's explain what this means. Rashi says, if you look second line of Rashi on the right side, Meinei Aida Nastal Lishkaga, Shetase Lishkaga Ayidei Acherim, that it should be done by others. Vayayim Meinei Aida Nasta. Nasta means someone else did it. So Meinei Aida is one group, and Nasta is the second group that did it, Bishkaga. The Ratzluya Bebeitin, because they're the Ene Aida, and Nasta would be the Am. Rabba Mar Dechola Am Bishkaga, She Kulan Tluyim Bishkigata Kaal. Everybody has to be Taluyim the Shkigata Kaal. Ubeitin Dehora'a Tluya Bebeitin, Umasa Tluya Bekaal. How could you have it that the whole Am is Taluyim one body to be Bishkaga? The only way you can have that is if it's Beitin, because Beitin's the only body that represents or can dictate to all the Kaal. Betzricha. We need both Abaye and Rabba's posuk. Why? I would think even a miut of the Am, as long as it was baked in with shkagat Am, shkagat Am, fine. That's the chol Am bishkagat. That's the chol Am. Mean that you need the rov. I would think that Beit Din also has to act on their own psak, because it says lechol Am. Doesn't over there indicate that they're separate from the Am themselves, but it's the Chol Am Bishkaga. Tells you that the Shkaga was done by others than those that were Meinei Aida. So they, even though Beit Din wasn't in violation, nevertheless, if it's Rov HaKahal, that's enough to bring a Parlam Shel Adov Rishon Tzibur. So that's where Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir learn it. Wait a minute. That's very, very nice. But as we saw before, there are two parshiot, the Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur. This Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur that's found in Parshat Vayikra. That's talking about a normal case. There's Parshat Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur, which is not rightly Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur, it's Seir, Epar and Seir of the Tzibur, which is in Shlach Lecha, by Avodah Zorah. So when you quoted me these psukim, Avayayim Minei Adan Astad Shkaga, Mechol Am Shkaga, that's in Parshat Shlach. So you brought me a limud by Avodah Chachamim, not by Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur. So how do you get it from Avodah Zorah to Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur? That Gemara says, no problem, Dechtive Yofinim Me'enei Me'enei. Zer Shavah of Me'enei Me'enei. So it'll tell us that just what's applicable by Avodah Chachamim will also be applicable by the regular Paralam Dabar Shel Tzibur. Ibailahu, Shevet Echad Rabbi Yehuda, Borat Beit Din HaGadol, Mi Maiti Shar Shvatim Alo. Rabbi Yehuda addressed two different cases. The one case is where the seven Shvatim bring, and they then drag along the other Shvatim with them. You have a single Shevet that, based on its own Beit Din, has a Psak Alocha, that Shevet brings, and the other Shvatim are Turim. The question is now, if one Shevet acted, but not on its own Beit Din, but on the Beit Din HaGadol, what does that mean for the other Shvatim? Does the fact that it was involved in the Beit Din HaGadol now drag all the other Shvatim in or not? Miyamrinon, do we say Shiva Shvatim Hudu Maiti Shar Shvatim Badayu? When you have seven Shvatim, then the other Shvatim are dried of him. Shum de Ikaruba. Because then you have Rove of the Shvatim, so the others are dragged in. Aval Chad Shevet Alekaruba Lo. But one Shevet, it's not the Rove, doesn't drag him in. Obviously, this would be true all the way up to six in that case. Odilma, or maybe the case is Loshna, it doesn't make a difference. Tashma. Mahein Mevi'in Parachat. What do they bring? One par. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Parim. Ramaya Skinon. What's the case here? Ilei Meshechatu Shiv'a. If there are seven Shvatim that sinned, Rabbi Shimon, Tam Yerboi. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have at least eight, because he would say one for each Shevet. That we saw in the Mishnah, at least seven plus one extra for the Beit Din. Ela, Dechata Shevet Echad. One Shevet sinned. Bimai. What was the Psak Halacha that they sinned based on? Iborat Beit Dino, if it was the Beit Din of that Shevet, Rabbi Shimon lately. Rabbi Shimon doesn't believe the Beit Din of each Shevet can do it, only Beit Din HaGadol can do it. Ela, Barat Beit Din HaGadol. It must be that the case we're talking about here is one Shevet sinned based on the Psak of the Beit Din HaGadol. Vitanakama Mani. Who is the Tanakama? Inema Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Haruba Boy. Rabbi Meir needs the robe before any karbanot are brought. He doesn't believe the kahal. He doesn't believe Shvatim bring a par. It's only Beit Din itself that brings the par, and therefore you need a robe in order to get there. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda. Must be the author of that. Of this part of the Beit Din is Rabbi Yehuda. What does it say? In a case we have Shevet Echad, Alpi Beit Din HaGadol, one par. Samri Yochev Ma'yaskinan. Now this is the case. Kigon, Shechatu Shisha Shvatim Vein Vuban, Shalkawa. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. No, the author of this Breitah, this Tosefta, will be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanakamo. In a case where you have Rove without the other Rove, meaning you have the Rove HaKahal without the Rove HaShvatim, or Rove HaShvatim without Rove HaKahal. And over there, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishmo, Chatu Shisha Ben Rubo Shokal, O Shiva Afopi Shein Rubo Shokal, Mevin Par. The Par is brought, Ayudei Beitin. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is coming to say that it's a case with six Shvatim, and he brings only one Par. Then Rabbi Shimon comes on and says he brings two parim. Now why is he bringing two parim? According to Rabbi Shimon, you bring one par for each Shevet, plus you bring a par for Beit Din. So they should really bring seven here, six for the Shvatim, plus one for Beit Din. How come he's only bringing two parim? So that Rashi explains over here. It's very interesting in the position. In the case of, see that Rashi is on the right side, but Tana, Kana, Rabbi Shimon Lazarhu. Rabbi Shimon, Damar, Shnei Parim, Kasavar. So what does he hold? The par of the whole Shevet, Shevet, the Shevet Echad, we Kekal, Kulon Shechatu, Shiv Ashvatim. Vein Ruban. When do we say that each Shevet brings its own? That's only when you have seven and they're the Rov HaKahal. Techiyavi Rubo Begavre, Verubo Shvatim, Udo Mevi, par the whole Shevet, Veshevet, or par the Beit Din. When does he require a par for every Shevet and a par for Beit Din? Only when they are the Rov Mukhlat, Rov Shvatim, and Rov of the populace. Ava Echadika, Shisha Vein Ruba, O Shiv Av, Inan Ruba, Kevin Delav Ruba Begavre, Verubo Shvatim, Kechad Shevet Domu. They become like one Shevet, Umevi, and par Echad, or par the Beit Din. And all they bring is a par. He brings one par to represent all those peoples, plus a par of Beit Din. Suppose Rabbi Shimon's opinion, when he hit the robe, then every Shevet brings it. So I'll explain the position of Rabbi Shimon, and it seems Rabbi Shimon Elazar is going to say only one par is brought. You can't prove anything about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion from that, right? Because we say it could be authored by Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shevet Shasa Barot Beit Dino, Oto Shevet Chayav, Shaklo Shvatim Peturim. Uvarat Beit Din HaGadol, Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayav, In Mishma Mino. Here you go, it's explicit in the Braita that Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's a Shevet, Ayidei Beit Din HaGadol, then everybody else is dragged in. So Amar Rav Ashi, Matnita Nami Deiko. Our Mishnah is also Duyak, that's the case. Diktoni, in our Mishnah it says, Basa Oto Shevet Al Pihem. So, Oto Shevet Chayav V'Shar Kol Shvatim Pturim. When it says that Shevet did it based on its own Beit Din, that Shevet is Chayav, and the rest of the Shvatim are Pturim. Lomali L'midna V'Shar Shvatim Pturim. Why do I need to tell me that the rest of Shvatim are Pturim? Ha'atana Oto Shevet Chayav. It says that Shevet is Chayav. If that Shevet is Chayav, that means that all the other Shvatim are Pturim. So why is it that it's mentioning both of them? The caveman, the Tana Oto Shevet Chayav, Mameli Adam L'Shar Shvatim Pturim. Alakamash Malan, Dorad Beit Din, Ohu D'Shar Shvatim Pturim. So teach us that only in that case, where it is the Beit Din of that Shevet, that the Shar Shvatim are Pturim, Alad Beit Din HaGadol, Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayavin, Shma Mino. So that we know the answer to the question, which is that when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's the Beit Din HaGadol, as soon as you have the Pesach Beit Din HaGadol, all the other Shvatim are brought along. As long as there's a single Shevet that sins, then all the Shvatim are dragged in with them and they have to bring it. Whereas when it's the Beit Din of that particular Shevet, then it's only that Shevet brings it and the other Shvatim are Pturim. So now the Gemara wants to clarify more about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Ibayiluhu, Shevet Echad Sh'asa Borat Beit Din HaGadol, the Rabbi Shimon Mimaiti Olo. When you have a single Shevet, according with the Harav of the Beit Din HaGadol, according to Rabbi Shimon, do they bring or not? Do we believe that Rabbi Shimon believes, like Rabbi Yehuda, that every Kahal brings its own? And as long as there's a Shevet Echad that sins, then they would bring a par over here? Or do we say no, that they're actually Pturim? They're Pturim because they were totally on Beit Din. Since they were totally on Beit Din, they don't have to bring their own personal Chatat. And they're not going to bring a Parlam Davashot Tzibur because it's not included in the Parsha Parlam Davashot Tzibur. So Tashma. So we're going to bring the same Tosefta that we brought before as Mayim Mivin Parachad. Shimon Omer Shnei Parim. Shimon says Shnei Parim. We just explained it, Rabbi Shimon. Wait, what's the case here that he brings Shnei Parim? Shnei Parim? Why is he bringing Shnei Parim? Shmona Parim by it. Should be a case where he has to bring 8 Parim. Because you must be talking about a case where it requires the Rove. Rove is 7 Shvatim. And 7 Shvatim would require you to bring 1 for each of those Shvatim plus 1 for the Beit Din. Elo, so what's the case here? The Chato Shevet Echad. There must be a case here. We have 1 Shevet that sinned. Ubi Mai. Ilay Marad Beit Dino. If it's talking about its own personal Beit Din, Rabbi Shimon Leitle. Elo Barad Beit Din HaGadol. Rabbi Shimon believes you need the Hora of the Beit Din HaGadol. Otherwise, there's no Chiyu of a Parlam Dabar Shem Tzibur. So that means over here that we're talking about a Shevet Echad based on the Beit Din HaGadol, and Rabbi Shimon says two, you bring two Bargana, one by the Beit Din, one by the Shevet itself. So see, Rabbi Shimon does require the Shevet Echad to bring a par, even though they're not the Rove. Where it says, V'tizbro, Tanakama Mani. Wait, if you explain the Breiter that way, who's the author of the Tanakama of that Breiter? E, Rabbi Meir, Haruba Bai. Rabbi Meir clearly requires a robe because he doesn't believe that the cow refers to a Shevet. He believes cow is the Beit Din. So you need for Beit Din, you need the robe of cow. E, Rabbi Yehuda, Shar Shvatim Nami Maitu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we just clarified that if one Shevet brings, then all the Shvatim bring it. So how many? So who's the author of the Tanakhama like we just saw before? It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Uchad Tanya, like we saw in the bright above. Tashma. Chamim omrim, the olam enu chayav al horat Beit Din HaGadol. So in our Mishnah, it says, we have a statement about Rabbi Yehuda, that each Shevet brings based on its own Beit Din. And then we have a statement, Chamim omrim, no, only al pi horat Beit Din HaGadol. So now, who is the Chachamim in this instance? That's what the Gemara wants to clarify over here. Ma'anu Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim in this case? Ilema Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, Rubabai. Ela Rabbi Shimon, he loves Rabbi Shimon, he. Must be that it's Rabbi Shimon. Shmamino, that Rabbi Shimon says, the man Chachamim, he believes that you need Horat Beit Din HaGadol. But if you did have Horat Beit Din HaGadol, then that Shevet would bring a Korban. That's the only thing he's arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. He's not saying that, oh, it's only one Shevet, that's why I don't bring. No, he's saying that the problem here is that it was that Shevet's Beit Din that did it. But if you had the Horav, the Beit Din HaGadol, then in a Chanami, that Shevet would have had to brought a Korban. So that means that in the first Braita that we brought down, in Ochanami, that Rabbi Shimon said over there that you bring Shnei Parim, but the case over there, we explained, is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Elazar was the Tanakama. And if he's the Tanakama over there, that means that the case that we're speaking about there was Shisha Shvatim, Shehein Ruba Dekal, or Rova Shvatim, Shehein and Ruba Dekal. So that we can't prove anything about a Shevet Echad over here. Once we bring the second proof, we prove the fact that Rabbi Shimon believes, because he's the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that even a Shevet Echad does bring a Korban. And then we have to reconcile that with the previous Braita, with Shnei Parim, and that's what we explained before, that Rabbi Shimon believes that the Shevet Echad brings a par, and then all that one par will also suffice for any Shevet that's added on after that point until you hit Rova Shvatim and Rova Kahal. Now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shevet Echad Riki Kahal Menaluhu. Both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda have the belief that the word Kahal refers not only to the Kol Kahal, the whole populace, or the Kahal of the Beit Din, but rather to each Shevet is called a Kahal. Where do they know that from? Where do they get such a limud? Same way Dichtiv, because it says, Vayoshafat, Vayamod Yoshafat, Vakal Yudav Yishalayim, Beveit Hashem Lifnei Chatzer Chadasha. So first of all, the Gemara says, what does it mean? Chatzer HaChadasha, Mai Chadasha? We know Chanan Shechidshu Dvarim. They had a new halacha, they put in a new takana, a new gzeira. Vamru, Tvul Yom, I can ask Machane Leviya. Someone who has Tamei, Tvul Yom, should no longer be allowed to enter into the Machane Leviya, into the area that was designated for the Leviim, and in the Mikdash, the equivalent of Harabayit. Up until the Shar of the Azara, up to Shar Niknor. Mat Gvav V'achav Yaakov, Mimai. Dilma Shani Yerushalayim, Da'abanomi Bin Yomin. How do you know that's the case? Because when the Malchut split, when there's a split in the kingdoms, the northern kingdom took 10 of the Shvatim. But the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Yehudah, had two Shvatim, Yehudah and Binyamin. So when you're speaking about Yerushalayim, you're talking about Yehudah and Binyamin, because they actually, the dividing line goes through between Shev Binyamin and Yehudah, goes right through the middle of Yerushalayim, goes through the middle of the Mikdash. So maybe when he was talking about there, when he was spending Bayom Shavat Bakahal Yehudah, that Yerushalayim, that's talking about both Yehudah and Binyamin. So you can't prove from there that one Shevet is classified as a cow. Because it says by Yaakov Avinu. After Yaakov leaves Padan Aram and he reaches the Beit El, Hashem promises this, and now Yaakov is telling to Yosef at the end of his life what the promise was. That was the promise, the Kalamim. Now, how many Shvatim were born after that promise? Only one Shevet. The Shevet of Binyamin was the only one that was born afterwards. Shema Mino. From there you can prove that a Kahal is one Shevet. Because it says, I'm going to give you a Kahalamim. And the only one born after that point was Binyamin. So Binyamin must be a Kahalamim. That means that a single Shevet is called a Kahal. That you're going to have another Kahal. And who was that Binyamin? Maybe this is what the Torah meant. The chimit yali d'cha binyamin, who d'havu yud bet shvatim d'mikay kahal. No, maybe once Binyamin is born, then you will have a kalamim, because then you have the full 12 shvatim, and 12 shvatim together constitute the kahal. So Binyamin will complete the kahal. Similarly, ela shnimasar shvatim ikay kahal, echadasar shvatim lo ikay kahal. Wait a minute. 12 shvatim are called the kahal, but 11 shvatim are not called the kahal? That doesn't make any sense. If you say already before in the Pasuk in Yehoshaphat, where you asked about Kahal Yehuda B'Yerushalayim, we said, okay, that Kahal may not can't mean a Shevet Echad because it's elite. There's Yehuda and Binyamin there. But it at least means that Kahal has to be a myth. It could be at least two Shvatim. That everybody would agree. Two Shvatim will be a Kahal based on the Pasuk in Yehoshaphat. So now when you say over here the word Kahal, you say, oh, 12 Shvatim is, 11's not. But we know already from Yehoshaphat that already two are called a Kahal. So you can't have it on both sides. You can't have it that the Kahal by Yehoshaphat means two, and the Kahal over here means 12. So it has to mean here that the Kahal also means one, and that will reference us back to the Kahal by Yehoshaphat, and tells that also Kahal over there means one. Okay, we'll stop over here because the next sugya continues deep into tomorrow's daf.